The Dr. Decker Weiss Show. It's time for Woman Power. Featuring regular contributor, bodybuilder, model, spokesperson, and all-around health and fitness guru, Felicia Romero.
Well, fitness guru is absolutely true, protector of children. But we need to change one thing there. She's not a bodybuilder. She's a body figure outer. Isn't that better, Felicia? Figure out what the best way is to do
your body. Fitness model. Yes.
Felicia, we're talking about a pretty serious subject today. And when I tweeted this out that we were going to talk about this, I got dozens and dozens of responses. Mm-hmm. Is it possible for us to know if our kids are using performance-enhancing drugs? I mean, when I was growing up, they just wanted to make sure we weren't smoking pot. Mm-hmm. Now we need to make sure they're not building muscle in artificial ways. I'm 48. I'm generationally challenged here.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, let's start here. Is it something we have to pay attention to? Like you have kids in high school.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. Okay. Have to pay attention. If you notice, a lot of kids, they want to emulate their favorite, athlete out there. And, they see these athletes using performance-enhancing drugs, or they talk to older people using those things, and they're tempted. It's a shortcut. Definitely something that allows them to obviously put on a lot of muscle very quickly. If they have a negative self body image and they compare themselves to others.
I got to slow you way down.
Yeah.
I'm a 48-year-old with a 3.5-year-old. So by the time she's high schooling, right, mm-hmm. I'm going to mm-hmm. probably even be more behind. You said two things I just want to break down a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay. First piece is building muscle too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? I mean, is it a week? Is it a month? Is it an attitude? Can you break that out for us a little bit, please?
Yeah, absolutely. So parents, if they really, really want to try to figure out the warning signs of whether their teen or child is using performance-enhancing drugs, some of the red flags can include rapid muscle growth very, very quickly, especially in the upper body for men.
Okay, over what time period? Like a week,
I would say, honestly, pretty quickly, within 3 months, seeing that rapid increase. Behavioral issues, emotional, psychological, particularly aggressive behavior, emotional behavior, depression, obviously changes in the body, rapid weight gain, development of the upper body, increased mm-hmm. acne. So that
okay,
helps
help
and then just like a bloating look, kind of like a facial uh-huh. bloat through the body.
Okay, help me with girls here. I get the guys, I see their arms getting bigger, fights mm-hmm. at school. I can see mm-hmm. that because I'm a guy, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe just because I'm more familiar with it being more of a men's issue, but it's not. I mean, I have statistics here, 5 to 11% of high school athletes, both men and women are estimated to use PEDs. 30, mm-hmm. they polled some kids in Texas, and I think that this is probably a low number, but over 32% of them said that PEDs, the performance enhancing drugs, are easy to get. So it's there, they're doing it. Help me with the girls for a second. And I don't mean to be sexist there, but I don't know what to look for.
It's different, especially among women who maybe are gymnastics, any sorts of track and field. It's harder to see within women, and it depends on the type of performance-enhancing drugs they're using. If they're using more of the anabolic and like the steroid precursors like DHEA, then yes, you are going to see a change in not just your physical jawline, face, but voice as well. I also do feel like some of them carry a different type of body fat. It's a lot less. You get a lot leaner, grainier type of skin. But then there's also the performance-enhancing drugs like creatine, which is sold over the counter. It's primarily uh-huh. used as an enhanced recovery after a workout or increased muscle mass, but there's a lot of high schools out there, I would say a majority, that ban creatine, So I uh-huh. think, honestly, just the education is not there. The wanting to be better, faster is there among athletes, mm-hmm. Being the best athlete, the quickest, the fastest, the strongest. And so the education just isn't there. So, there's many types of performance-enhancing drugs and supplements. It just depends on what they're using. Obviously, if you're going on the more anabolic side, which, a lot of weightlifters, football players, baseball players, it's going to change, you know, their look, their everything. You know, obviously they're stronger, they're bigger, they're faster. But yeah, again, it depends on the does depend on the type of performance enhancing drug.
I can't imagine my little girl's voice dropping.
Yeah,
but this is going on.
I know. I know.
And I'm going to be a hypocrite here. Mm-hmm. I mean, luckily I didn't need it. I'm 5'8" and I could muscle my frame about what it was going to do. But I was kind of the beginning of the steroid era. Mm-hmm. I graduated high school in 83, and in 1979 and 80, you could go to your doctor and get them. They'd prescribe them because the attitude was, hey, as long as we're monitoring them. But what were they doing? They were already getting double doses from their friends. They were already abusing them. So that whole idea didn't work.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, you know, it's so, you know, okay, so I'm just going to compare for when I was, because I played softball at ASU, and I've been playing sports ever since I was 10 years old, and the biggest thing that my coaches would stress was, you know, because I was really fast, so they used me for my speed, I have strength and conditioning coaches that, you know, helped my speed, helped me get to the base faster, helped me hit the ball harder, there's all these different things, but you know, these kids nowadays, especially I would say this day and age, it's so competitive, and kids are getting better and better and better and into obviously the pro sports.
They are.
And it just gets so competitive. And I think even at the pro level, they are faced with this dilemma, especially some of the older players, these younger players coming in, they feel like they can't keep up. So they resort to performance enhancing drugs. And honestly, it's just, it's a way to kind of, for a lot of these kids, it's the competitive nature. It's wanting to be better, wanting to, you know, be the best on a team, perform the best, get a scholarship, whatever it may be. So,
all right, but are these kids,
sinks in.
I get the scholarship stuff. Okay, I get all that. But is there low self-esteem under that?
Definitely. I mean, that could definitely be why, a why. You know, there's a many whys. The desire to gain more muscle because of sports. Negative self-body image because they have a tendency to compare themselves to others, which is very, very common. Absolutely. I would say, you know, what these kids are seeing. And I think, you know, even me as a female in my 30s, it still happens. You know, you're comparing yourself to others. Well, what can I do to get better, get to look like that person? And what are they doing? So I definitely see that a lot.
So can I put you on the spot for a second?
Absolutely.
Okay. Your IBBF years, you know, champion fitness model, all that. Wasn't that about comparing yourself to others? Or is it different? Is it athletic? Because I, as a parent, can you tell me why, or if your kid wants to do it, how to keep it different or to make sure? You see what I mean?
Okay. Absolutely. And it goes down to, I believe, why someone gets into something like that. Let's say it's a beauty pageant or what I did, I competed on an IFBB stage with other girls, you know, where I was compared to other girls. And first and foremost, you have to have a healthy mindset going into anything like that. Anytime you go into a sport that's subjective, whether it's a beauty pageant, your body's being compared, you're being compared by your aesthetics or your looks, you have to have the tough skin, but you also have to have the healthy mental foundation to get into something like that. And everybody does it for different reasons, you know. I can only be one person that helps girls and mentors girls to get in it for the right reasons, is women empowerment and having goals and setting them and accomplishing them. And knowing that it is so subjective that it shouldn't define who you are and what you are. And that's what I have to really stress is...
Felicia, we're running out, we're running out of time, and I apologize. Can you give us three tips, things to keep an eye on your high schooler for, to watch out for PEDs, girls or boys? Can you just give us three quick tips?
Yeah, three quick tips is, you know, watch their behavior, emotional and psychological changes, changes in their body, rapid change very quickly, especially among the development of the upper body, increased acne, needle marks or anything like that, or if they're just acting strange and different and that you know that it's just not your kid that's acting that way and there has to be something else. So play those things to look out for.
Well, she is Felicia Romero, IBBF fitness model, but more advocate for our children and our teenagers to be a healthy, fit person. And that's what we want you to be at Radio MD.